The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Savani.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Spectacular. How are you?
Very good. The snow is behind us. Thank God.
Are you sure about that?
I hope so.
We do live in Northeast PA.
I'll take it the way it is.
We're here with Scott Frazier, interior designer, our pro. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Jackie? It's good to see you again.
Thank you for being with us again.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. We're here also on Sundays at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office. We've been listing, appraising, and selling real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Search our listings or view the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where we have our radio shows archived. And also remember to like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Okay, Scott Frazier, interior designer, tell me a little bit about yourself and how someone gets in touch with you, please.
Oh, okay. I've been an interior designer for 15 years. Full-scale projects, everything from helping a client pick the right lamp to putting an entire house together from floor plans. Done work, of course, a lot in the area. I've done houses also in California, Florida, North Dakota, just right from here. So a lot of experience and really a true love and passion for what I do. I really feel like being an interior designer enables you to assist people to make their homes be what they want to be, and in truth, like, just have a happier life. If you love your house, I feel you're going to take it out in the world, you know.
So you've been doing it about 12 years?
15.
Okay, wonderful.
I know I look like I'm 20, but
yes, you do.
Shockingly enough.
You got a phone number we can get in touch with you?
Yes, I do. It's 570-575-4854, and my email is fraz69b@yahoo.com.
Not too long ago, we spent a lot of time on some shows with you regarding feng shui.
Yep.
Feng shui. And today, I thought I'd bring you back. We could talk about color, the use of color properly within the home.
Yes, and I'm glad that it's a subject you wanted to discuss, because it's one of my favorites, because I think it's either... It seems like most of the time when I see people who have an issue with color that they would like assistance with, it's one of two directions. It's either an absolute lack of it or this wild overuse of it. So I think when it comes, and in truth, I see the first scenario the most, where it's an underuse of it. And I think it's a safe choice that people make, because, and you hear it a lot when you speak to them, they'll say, well, you know, we painted the walls white and I got a beige couch and a beige rug and, you know, all the tables are the same and they're like a medium brown, because, and in truth, they're just
afraid.
And they're making a safe choice over and over and over and over. And then at the end of it, they say, it doesn't look like I want it to. It doesn't really look like much of anything. No, because the safe choice is made over and over. So I think in terms of that, you want to make one safe, large-scale grounding choice, and then you could start to think about the addition of color and how it's going to be applied, and that could be in a million different ways. It could be on walls, it could be on your floor, it could be
accessories.
And I've done it where, you know, wall color was not the right choice for the client. The white wall or the off-white wall was right, it was in their comfort zone, but then you spin it where all the accessories and the window treatments bring in all this color. You know, you could bring in this one line of color, which always looks really great, and it's so impactful in an environment like that where the entire backdrop is just off-white or white. If you take one phenomenal color like, you know, these days, oranges and like peacock teals are big, and that's going to change and evolve as it always does. But right now, or that beautiful citron green, that bright, bright green is big. If you were to take that in that room and just use that color over and over, like in the draperies and all the accessories, like, you know, like a collection of vases across the table, like a tablescape and everything, then the color is going to connect and weave its way through the whole room, and boom, the whole room comes together. But the end look is really impactful because of the backdrop being off-white. That really strong color really has a ton of strength because it has that really, it pops like crazy because it has that really calm, serene background to pop against. And that's using just one color. And that, you know, it's a really strong representation.
But you really have to love that color.
You have to love the color.
That's the thing. Like, I get tired of color, I think. Like, colors come in, they go out. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look in the 70s, all the appliances were that, like, harvest gold and that green and that blue, that robin egg blue. But then when you went a decade later, it was out. And I'm starting to see that with people in their colors in their home.
Right. That's why when I'm with a client, if that's a scenario that they present, right?
Mm-hmm.
My one question to them is do you want it to follow a trend? Or do you want it to be more classic?
Timeless.
Right. Because then there's two different answers. If you're fine with following a trend, which also means you're fine with repurchasing again, updating in like 5 to 10 years.
Right.
If you're great with that, and I know I have a lot of clients who are, then we run with that ball. However, if you are not, then we're going to think about it and we're going to make more classic choices. In other words, if you're, you know, if you were to say, oh, I'm in love with that, you know, that peacock teal right now. And then what we would do is we would just take that color, pull out the color wheel, or even here's a great way to do it. Go to the paint store, because that's where you're going to see this wild variation of one color, and grab all the colors in that color tone. And then we'll look at them and we'll pick the most classic hue that stands the test of time of that colorway. And that's the one we'll run with. And then you'll end up with a classic look that will stand for a long time.
Good, good.
So that's a good solution for those situations.
Yes, it is. Because you know?
And the trendy person, if they're okay with repurchasing again when the trend is gone, then they're in great, you know, they're in great shape. But I can tell you that I've found time and time again, when the client has a room put together and it's right and it's theirs, all they changing, and I hear this a lot, oh, I love to change, I get bored, that whole, that behavior stops. It completely stops because they actually found the answer.
Then they love it.
Yes.
And then they don't need to change it.
And I think all the changing is not a need for change. I feel after my years of doing it and dealing with so many people, it's searching. That's what they're doing. They are searching. But once you find it, the search stops, is what happens.
Good. All right. So when you're involved, you know how to take color and use a different, that color, but use variations of that color to bring the whole room together.
Yes.
But do you find that people doing it on their own just tend to get that one color and make mistakes with it because they're trying to match it?
Yes, and that I see a lot.
Okay.
That people don't realize that distance can be your best friend. If you're picking out another object of the same color, it doesn't have to be an exact match.
Right.
And distance is your friend. If the piece you have, say, is in the center of your coffee table, okay, and it's this cobalt blue, and across the room is a window and your panels, you're also going to pull that blue again. It does not have to be the same exact blue. Believe it or not, because of the distance, if the distance is like 10 feet, they can be quite a bit different.
But still blend.
Correct. Correct. And your eye picks up the continuity of the color, but really not. And the variation is nice because it adds a little more interest.
So matchy match doesn't have to be.
Absolutely not. Now, if you are, and again, it's indicative to the situation. Because if you were putting things together, let's say again, center of the coffee table, you were putting together a collection of aces, and you did want them to be identical, they would have to be.
Well, sure.
So
they're there in the same spot.
And that's the thing, I think, with when it comes to interior design overall, there is no answer. Every answer is different and it's tailored to each client, every room, and every situation. There is no hard and fast rule.
Okay. And that's where you come in.
Yeah.
Because you're able, you know all this. It's up there in your head.
Yeah, unfortunately. And you have to, and that's the only place that I could pull it from. But I think that that way, when the client makes the investment, and that's really the important part, when they put the money down, the money's put in the correct place. That way, you are not rebuying and spending more money in another year because you've made a mistake. You know, it's just, it's a much more thought out way to approach your home. You set down a plan and you follow it through. And the end result is much better. And it's much better, not just initially, but also in the long term.
Excellent. Scott Frazier, interior designer, here with us today. We're talking about the use of color in the home, the proper way to use color in the home. And we'll pick up that discussion after we go to break. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a great investment opportunity in Dunmore at 327 Smith Street. This is a three-unit building, and each unit is three bedrooms. All the utilities are separated. The building has replacement windows, a fenced-in backyard, off-street parking, and washer-dryer hookups in each unit. Also, the third floor has a possible fourth bedroom in the fourth floor. So if you're looking for a three-unit investment property in Dunmore, give us a call about 327 Smith Street, and that is listed by our office, and it's only $129,000.
Thank you, Pat. I'd like to take the opportunity to welcome Nick Lawler, who has joined our office, Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. He has a background in construction, so Nick has an eye for what matters. Building homes always gave Nick great satisfaction, but the most rewarding part of all was seeing the happiness of the new homeowners. That's why real estate is the perfect career for Nick. Anyone looking to buy or sell, just give Nick a call. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. You're rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Splendid. How are you?
Very colorful. That's why I'm feeling colorful.
You're feeling colorful. Is it because of our discussion of color?
Yes. How many color explosions do we see when we go into houses?
Yes, lots of them. Today, we're here with Scott Frazier, interior designer, our designer pro. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jackie? Good to be back again.
Thanks for coming back.
Thanks for
very
having me.
Short notice, and we're happy to have you back because we always enjoy our discussions with you. We're talking about the use of color, proper use of color, because
right.
there's a lot of improper uses of color. How do we get in touch with you, Scott?
My email is fraz69b@yahoo.com, and my contact number is 570-575-4854.
And you've been doing interior design?
15 years.
Okay. And you've been all over the place.
Been all over the place. Seen a lot of stuff. Good and bad. As far as color is concerned and the color explosion, some of that's trouble with decision making, I think, for people. Knowing where to stop. You have to know where to stop.
Some people don't.
Oh, no. Some people, there's no
they just go.
Stop is
go.
No word that's not in their mind in any capacity.
You see one room, you think it's bad, you go into the next, and it's worse.
And part of it, I think, that can be helpful. So if you're that person who's afraid they're slipping into that situation, I think the one thing you want to do is, I kid you not, step back to a space in your house where you have the strongest vantage point to see everything you can. And look at the whole picture, because I think what happens is people compartmentalize and they look at one area or one object or one wall and they love the color or that's there, but they don't think of it as how it relates to everything around it or even the rooms that lead into it. So I think if there's any way you can step back and get a big vantage point of the entire space, everything your eye could take in at one time in your house, and see if it all works together. And then, taking that perspective, I think, if you paradigm shift like that, you may see where there may be some problem areas that can be addressed. One of the big areas right now is, as you folks know from selling real estate, open concept. Open floor plan is the big daddy right now. And it is a great way to live. It's a wonderful way to live. However, people get even more concerned, possibly confused about, where do I stop a color? Where do I start a color? What if I don't just want one color? What if I'm somebody who likes more color? Well, there are a lot of different ways to approach it, and you can do it in a large open space like that. It's just knowing where to stop and where to start. Sometimes there are natural breaks, like a corner in a room, whether it's an inside corner or an outside corner, that's a great natural spot. We all know doorways and things like that, but there are times when I've had clients create breaks that didn't exist. You could do it with trim work, molding, things like that. If you had a large area where your living room is open to your dining room, which is open to your kitchen, as we all know, is really big right now. You could do it. I've had years ago, I had a client down in Shavertown. Kitchen and family room were open, and on the two big walls that led down the expanse of the two spaces, we just put up trim work, had his contractor run to Lowe's. He grabbed two pieces of trim. They're actually two pieces of like flat stock, almost like a 2x4, finished better. We had him run the router down and do fluting down them like columns. Boom, smacked them up in the middle of the wall, ceiling to floor, put a cap and a base, and that created a natural break. So we were able to change the color.
Change the color though in what way? Do you go from blue to green to red all in this space, or do you do tones of?
Again, that's individual to each client and each house, because you can do multiple colors. It just has to be done correctly. It has to be done with more skill. I think when you go into that
harsh,
a large amount of colors, you really need a professional. You need somebody with a discerning eye who can decide whether it's the best direction or not. Evolving it in the color palette, but using different colors
that's what I was
different
thinking.
Hues and shades of the same color is an easier way to approach it.
Okay.
Also with texture, because you could do, for instance, in half of the room, you could do a faux finish on one wall. Say if you're doing a faux finish and it was all washed to look mottled or like a Venetian plaster, then the other walls could be done in like a solid. So there you have this variation.
Uh-huh.
But of course, the colors connect really strongly, but it's obvious they are not the same thing. but it connects easier. The other thing I like a lot in that scenario, as a matter of fact, when we were on break, Pat was speaking about his parents' house. They just came through Sandy and rebuilt the first floor, you were saying, right?
Correct.
And they're right now, they're all rocking the eggshell like there's no
rocking
tomorrow,
the eggshell,
right?
Goes okay. into the white in the kitchen yep. and the white in the ceiling. And
lots of
and,
light.
Yeah. Oh, white.
Lots
well,
of light.
Thank God they have oak floors.
Yeah, and Pat said he was feeling white. Like it's a little sterile. I apologize to Pat's parents right now for everything he said about you. he feels bad. But what I would do in that scenario, and I found that most clients take to it because it gives them a nice look. It gives them more interest. I would take that dining room that you're speaking of, stick with the eggshell. Just do it in a tone-on-tone stripe where, and it's done, your painter does it. Or you could do it if you think you're up to it.
You're speaking to the painter, so tell me what I have to do.
Yeah. what you have to do is you get the same color, and you get the one color in either, say, an eggshell finish. Eggshell white is color, but eggshell finish.
Okay.
And then you get the second can in a gloss or a semi-gloss. And you paint like 3-inch stripes all the way around the room horizontally.
And that would work on that wall.
Yeah, and then the eggshell isn't so boring anymore. It has more interest. And it's something that you can accomplish yourself.
And it's subtle.
Yeah, it's subtle, but a ton of interest. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I can't
anything
see orange in your
tone.
Mother's house.
No. Right. Anything tone on tone like that really, really, really has a lot of interest involved in it. But it's a much more, it's a nod to subtle elegance a lot more than, you know, putting all these ornate things all over the place.
So we could get away with just that being on one wall.
No, the whole room.
The whole
room's
got to be.
Well, how big is the room?
Well, the room opens up into the kitchen. Yeah. It's like that open okay. floor plan kind yeah. of deal. You have the natural break. You have a staircase that comes down.
Okay.
And then it goes around to
and
the
windows.
Kitchen.
Where
there's one window
in
that room.
Because in truth, I would, in that dining area in my head, I haven't seen the space, but from what you described, I would probably want to see it as many walls as I could put it on.
Okay.
Especially in an open floor plan like that, because it leads into the other room that has just, what, flat eggshell paint.
So and white cabinets.
So I would try to get that white on as many dining room walls as I could.
There's two walls.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Those two walls.
Do them both.
Yes.
And then for the more contemporary person who has a more modern look and a more updated look like that, just do your, if the ceiling is high enough, that's key, people. If it's high enough, then just take the stripe and flip it and do it horizontally. Creates a more modern look. And widen the stripe when you do it. Like if you're going to do it that way. And you'll see it. Like if you were to pick up a more contemporary, like metropolitan home or something, you'll see the stripes run that way. But they usually run wider. They'll run like 6 to 12 inches.
On the ceiling?
No. On the walls.
Oh.
Same application. Just one runs vertically and one runs horizontally.
So what
the
do you do?
The horizontal is more modern, and right. the vertical's more classic.
Okay. Vertical, classic, horizontal, mm-hmm. modern.
When you're doing a tone-on-tone stripe like that.
Gotcha.
Right.
All right. Now, what about the ceiling? White?
Well, if your walls are eggshell, I'm going to say, yeah, your ceiling should probably be white. But you can also take another color in probably one of its lightest tints and do that. Like if you did that, again, depending on what else is going on in the room, you could do like a really, really light blue color, which will look great because the ceiling will recede. Because one of the keys is we try to, you know, we like to keep ceilings as high as we can. Unless we're trying to cozy up a space, as a 20-foot ceiling, we'll try to bring it down. But my assumption is it's like an 8-foot.
Yes, yeah. It is. 8-foot ceilings.
So it doesn't have to be white. Or you could also take, again, you know, I'm going to go back to the way that cool colors recede. So if you were to use blue or green, use it in its lightest tone. Pick a really light tone of it. Put that up on your ceiling. And you're going to get a ton of interest out of it.
I would never think that. I thought you were supposed to.
No, that is not. Again, no, there are no rules. It's
right.
indicative to each situation. It's incredibly specific, you know?
But you don't. Do you ever see walls the same color as a ceiling?
Yes, I do.
Does it work?
Yes, it does work. And it fails. Again, because
I would think it would fail more than it would work.
I've seen it fail.
Again, because it's indicative to the look that you're creating. Some looks, that is the exact perfect
it's not
application
closing you
and
in,
the right
you're
thing
not
to do.
Suffocating?
No. And think of this. go back years, go back into the 20s. People wallpapered their walls and their ceilings.
And their ceilings. Yes. I still see it in
houses.
Sure
you do. Of course, where we are in this area, right. Of course you see it.
Yes. And what were they thinking? It goes through my mind.
But there are times I think that, but there are times I walk into a house and I see it and I go, oh my God, that looked beautiful. And there are times I walk in and go, that was a mess.
Well, we weren't.
So again, right. It's indicative to each situation and the look that is being created for that person.
Okay. Well, you know, so you're the pro and I trust you. So it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And again, I think that's where a designer's value comes in. Because you really need somebody with a discerning eye to split hairs like that. You really do.
I agree. All right, take us out with your phone number and contact information, please, Scott Frazier, interior designer.
Okay, it's my contact number is 570-575-4854, and my email is fraz69b@yahoo.com.
Thank you. Would you come back next week? Because I want to talk about furniture placement.
I absolutely can, and that's one of my favorite subjects. You won't be able to shut me up, I promise you.
Good, great. All looking right. Forward to it. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a 5-bedroom, 2-bath home located at 160 Simpson Street in Einan for only $129,000. This home is well-maintained. It has a 2-car detached garage with 2 8x7 doors. It has a huge modern kitchen and a large deck off the dining room. The downstairs bath has a large sit-down shower, and the upstairs bath has a large jacuzzi-like tub and a separate standalone shower. This home has landscaping, a paved driveway, and a large attic. So if you need 5 bedrooms and 2 baths with a 2-car garage, give us a call about 160 Simpson Street in Einan for only $129,000, and that is listed by Sam Shelter of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And how are people paying for homes these days? For the last 30 days, I pulled the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list statistics for Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, and Wyoming counties. 34% of the sales in the last 30 days, the buyers paid cash. They didn't have to go for financing. 38% went with a conventional. That's a regular loan, 38%. FHA loans, that's the Federal Housing Administration loan, were 17%. And the Veterans Administration, the VA loans, were at 6.5%. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The real estate market is extremely active and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's JRUDDY.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.